Right, this week's Parsha is Parshas Vayikra, and in Parshas Vayikra we find the Karbanos. So many people wonder about the Yisod of the Karbanos. Why do we bring our Karbanos? Why does Hashem want us to bring Karbanos? What does Hashem gain from our Karbanos? So we know that the Mishnah in Brachos tells us that a person who davens and says, Hashem, may you have mercy on me, like you have mercy on the birds in Shu'a Chakan, that we're Mishaskinos, so we quiet him down, because he's trying to make Hashem's Brachos, Midos, Rachamim, and they're in Gezeros. That there's an idea that we don't understand the reasons for mitzvahs. And even when we think we understand, when the Svarim give reasons for mitzvahs, they're only some of the reasons for the mitzvahs. But the whole Torah obviously has elements beyond our comprehension. But we know that the Mishnah in Perkei Avos tells us that the world stands on three things: Torah, Avoda, and Chesed. And Avodah refers to the Avodah HaMikdash, the Avodah HaKarbanos. So it's something which is obviously one of the foundations of the world that we have to understand. So the Maharal writes, the Kuzari writes, that the Lashon of Karban comes to the Lashon of Karov. Its purpose is to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I understand Karbanos and the Beis HaMikdash, that there's an idea that persons spend, that there's a whole Mokom in Klal Yisrael. There's a central building, and there's a whole team of Kohanim and Levim who work to build, to glorify Hashem's name. There's Karbanos brought to glorify Hashem. There's tremendous kavod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's tremendous service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one way that I look at Karbanos. But I was zocher to see the Yalkut Me'am Lo'ez. The Yalkut Me'am Lo'ez says some very nice pshatim. The English version is known as the Torah Anthology, translated by Rabbi Kaplan. I highly recommend taking a look at his Perushim on Karbanos. But I want to quote one or two ideas that I saw in the Sefer. One idea here that I saw was in terms of what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want, that we should kill an animal and burn it on the Mizbeach, and that will be a kapara for us. How does that help us? Because as the Svarim write, the purpose of the Karbanos is for us, not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem doesn't need us to shecht and burn up animals. So it's for us. So what can we gain from Karbanos? So as I said, the Me'am Lo'ez brings a few reasons. So Rabbeinu Bechaya's reason, he brings a reason al pi derech ha-Kabbalah, which I'm not going to get into. But his reason al pi derech ha-Pshat is that he says that it's to help us to do tshuva. It's to help us, when he says there's three aspects to an Avera. There's the Avera, a person sins with his mouth, with his speech, with his thoughts, and with his actions. So he does smicha on the animal, he presses his hands down on the animal, and that's his kapara on the action. He does a dibor, a vidoy, and that's his kapara on the dibor, and he burns the kidneys and the kidneys, and that's the kapara for the machshava. As he says, the kidneys are the vessel for thought, which if you know anything about the science of hormones which control the emotions and affect the thought come from the kidneys. And so what does a person see? He sees an animal's blood getting sprinkled. He sees the four misos bezdin being performed on it. And he realizes that's what should happen to me for doing this avera. And Chinuch says a similar idea, that a person sees animal burning. He realizes, you know, the only difference between me and the animal is seichel. And I put away my seichel and I did this avera, and I really deserve to have happen to me what's happening to this animal. He's not saying you should take your 10-year-old and show him burning animals and saying, this is what will happen, this is what you deserve for smacking your sister. But he is saying that as an adult, a person could take this idea of looking at a burning animal and say, I could take Moshe from this and I can learn from it that I should be a better human being and work on my averus. He says an idea of a kenas. He brings a fascinating story from the Zohar. But that would seem to be one idea, is the idea that it helps us have charat. And the Chinuch has a famous idea, adam nifal kafi pulos, of a person is influenced by his actions, and so it has a much, just saying, I'm sorry, Hashem, talk is cheap. Person goes, a person brings a carbon, he goes through the tirchi, he goes through the financial expense. It makes a great hashpah in helping him do tshuva. So the Mor Nevuchim has a famous idea, which I don't want to get into right now. Somebody showed me a beautiful idea from a Rush that I wanted to close with in why we bring Karbanos. He said, Kadosh Baruch Hu was makdim refuel makaseinu, meaning Hashem knew that we're going to do averas, that we're only human, and we're going to need kapara. So Hashem knew that we're going to need ways to clean ourselves from sins. So he says, but we need them quickly. He says, an interesting pshat in what Shlomo HaMelech writes, B'chol Esyum B'gadecha Lavanim, at all times make your clothing white, Pazik and Mishle. He says, a person had interesting pshat. He says, standard pshat is about saying vidoy before you die, but this pshat is that a person has clean clothes, he worries about staining them. Once a person's clothes are full of stains, then they stop caring. In other words, what he's saying is that if we didn't have a way for kapara, then we'd have yiyush. We would give up and we'd say, oh, what's the point? I'm going to burn anyway. What do I need these? So why should I care about doing averos? Once a person sees I can bring karbanos, I can get forgiveness very quickly, then a person can be motivated to keep trying to avoid averos. It's an important idea. It's one of my favorite topics. Rav Yisrael writes, Rav Yisrael Salanter writes, Ein machla kamo hayish. There's no sickness like yish. When a person feels he can't succeed at stuff, then he stops trying. He stops trying altogether once he thinks he can't be successful. And that's one of the ideas of why we need karbanos, so that we feel we could succeed. I remember as a teacher, you know, the idea of putting an X system on the board when somebody does something wrong. They said, they warned me, when you give X's, better make sure that the kid has a way to get rid of them, at least in that class. Because once they get the 1X, then, oh, now it's all over. I might as well burn the classroom down. And there's a similar idea. I saw in a pus I once heard from my Rebbe, Rav Shlomi Yonason Harris. He was saying a pshat in the Ramban's intro to Devarim, made an impression on me. We say in Tehillim, Ki imecha ha-salicha l'man tivarei. So the way he was translating it, according to the Ramban, was that we have to know that with you, Hashem, is forgiveness in order that we'll be able to fear you. Because we can only fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can only act in accordance with Hashem's ways when we know that He'll forgive us, when we know that we have a fighting chance. So that's a very important yisod in all aspects of what is Hashem and in other areas of life, not to fear, to be able to feel that we have chance and we can succeed and be able to do well. And that's one of the lessons we should learn from the Karbanos. Emet Hashem. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.